Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we did a hadith that a person that is in need, he's afflicted with poverty, and he presents his need to people, he will not be relieved of his poverty. Irrespective of how much the people give him. He goes around to people and they give him. He may think that he's collecting, but Allah Ta'ala is saying, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that Allah Ta'ala will not relieve this person's poverty. But if he takes his needs and he presents it before Allah Ta'ala, then sooner or later Allah Ta'ala will fulfill his needs. Whether it's soon, whether it's a little bit later, but Allah Ta'ala in his wisdom, he knows at which time to fulfill everyone's needs. There are certain things in our Sharia that we can see, certain things we can't see. One of the things that we can't see is the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah Ta'ala explains, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys wealth that is gained by riba, interest, usury, and Allah Ta'ala causes sadaqah to grow. Now we may think that sadaqah is given, it's coming out of the account. Actually we are seeing the total opposite. We're seeing our bank balance going down when we give sadaqah, and when the interest is coming in, we're seeing the bank balance going up. But the words of Allah Ta'ala can never ever be false. That although what we are seeing is going up, and Allah Ta'ala is saying when you're giving then it's increasing, Allah will increase it. The reality is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that wealth also, although we're seeing it coming, it will go out in many other ways. Many other ways. Sometimes the person will have one court case that money will go out. Sometime on accident, the person have to repair his car. Or sometime a person need to go to hospital. Different ways that money will come out. Or sometime a person will be in a dispute with some person. Now just to keep that person silent or keep the person quiet and stop that little bit of irritation that he's getting, now he'll have to start paying that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got his different ways of working. But the man who gave sadaqah, a little bit came out of his account. But Allah Ta'ala saves him from so many other expenses, so many other difficulties. Why he did the good thing by giving sadaqah, he saved himself from interest. So therefore we have to go by the words of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So similar was the hadith that we did yesterday. A man has got needs, he looks like if he goes to people he's going to increase, his money is going to increase. But here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us he'll never ever be relieved. He'll continue this streak of begging and begging and begging and begging. He'll always remain poor. But the man who puts his needs before Allah Ta'ala, sooner or later Allah Ta'ala will give him independence. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that he won't have to turn towards people. Today's hadith, an Thuban radiyallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man takaffala li an la yas'ala an-nasa shay'an wa atakaffalu lahu bil jannah faqultu ana fakana la yas'alu ahadan shay'a, rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Thuban radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is there anyone that will guarantee me that he will not ask anything from people? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, is there anyone that will guarantee me that he won't ask anything from the people? What I will do in return, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that I will guarantee him Jannah. Imagine, what a guarantee this is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Thuban radiallahu anhu was there, he said, aye, immediately, what a bargain this is. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is offering that, don't ask anybody for anything, I will guarantee you Jannah. So Hazrat Thuban radiallahu anhu then never asked anyone for anything. Never asked anyone for anything. It comes also in the footnotes, in the explanation, it comes that even at the time, as we explained, that if his goat had to fall down from the animal, he would come down. He wouldn't ask anybody to pick him, to pick it up for him, because he had a deal with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he wanted to be honest to the deal. I'm not going to ask anybody for anything. All what I need, I'm going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to turn towards Allah ta'ala. So this is a very good quality to have. A person has this quality, actually people like to be around this person. Why? Because he is one that is doing favors for everyone. He's not taking any favors from anybody. He's helping all the time and he's not seeking any help from anybody. So this is a quality that is very, very great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani, and Allah ta'ala likes that we have this quality of istighna'iyat. Istighna'iyat means independence. That we don't need anybody to help us with anything. Obviously a time will come in a person's life, he may need some help, that's a different situation, but as a general rule, a person should try and do what he can do for himself. He should do it for himself. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.